Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, Verse 5, yeah? Okay. Atta
eva
shanais chittam prasaktam asatam pati bhakti yogena tivrena viraktya cha nayed vasham. Atta eva shanais chittam prasaktam asatam pati bhakti yogena tivrena viraktya cha nayed vasham. Atta eva shanais chittam prasaktam asatam pati bhakti yogena tivrena viraktya cha nayed vasham. Atta eva shanais chittam prasaktam asatam pati bhakti yogena tivrena viraktya cha nayed vasham. Okay.
Atta eva shanais chittam
atta eva shanas chitam
prasaktam asatam pati
prasaktam asatam sati
bhakti yogena
tivrena
viraktya
chana yed vasham. Atta eva,
atta eva,
therefore,
therefore,
shanai, gradually, chittam, mind, consciousness, prasaktam, attached, asatam, of material enjoyments, pati,
on the path,
bhakti yogena,
by devotional service,
tivrena,
very serious,
viraktya,
without attachment,
cha,
and
nayet,
he must bring
vasham,
under control.
Translation. It is the duty of every conditioned soul to engage his polluted consciousness, which is now attached to material enjoyment, in very serious devotional service with detachment. Thus his mind and consciousness will be under full control. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Okay. You can see, you're meant to do the word for word anyway, it's too late now, but next time you have to do the word for word in Hindi. Did she do the translation? Anyway, well, did she do the translation? No response. Okay. I'm going to do the purport. If you could tell me if she did the translation, I'd appreciate it. The process of liberation is very nicely explained in this verse. The cause of one's becoming conditioned by material nature is his thinking himself the enjoyer. No translation. for some Kasturi Manjari, please. Now, you know, you've got to do the translation simultaneous. And now I'm reading the purport. You've got to read the purport. I mean, as I'm reading it. Anyway, okay, we continue on. When one thinks that he is the best friend to his countrymen, to society, or to humanity, and he engages in various nationalistic, philanthropic, and altruistic activities, all that is just so much concentration on sense gratification. The so-called national leader or humanist does not serve everyone. He serves his senses only. That is a fact. But the conditioned soul cannot understand this because he's bewildered by the spell of material nature. It is therefore recommended in this verse that one engage very seriously in the devotional service of the Lord. This means that one should not think that he is the proprietor, benefactor, friend, or enjoyer. He should always be cognizant that the real enjoyer is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the basic principle. That is the basic principle of Bhakti Yoga. One must be firmly convinced of these three principles. One should always think that Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the enjoyer, and Krishna is the friend. Not only should he understand these principles himself, but he should try to convince others and propagate Krishna consciousness. As soon as one engages in such serious devotional service of the Lord, naturally the propensity to falsely claim lordship over material nature disappears. That detachment is called vairagya. Instead of being absorbed in so-called material lordship, one engages in Krishna consciousness. That is control of consciousness. The yoga process necessitates controlling the senses. Yoga, indriya, samyama. Since the senses are always active, their activities should be engaged in devotional service. One cannot stop their activities. If one wants to artificially stop the activities of the senses, his attempt will be a failure. Even the great yogi Vishvamitra, who was trying to control his senses by the yoga process, fell victim to the beauty of Menaka. There are many such instances. Unless one's mind and consciousness are fully engaged in devotional service, there is always the opportunity for the mind to become occupied with desires for sense gratification. One practical point mentioned in this verse is very significant. It is said here, prasaktam asatam pati. The mind is always attracted by asat, the temporary material existence. Because we've been associated with material nature since time immemorial, we've become accustomed to our attachment to this temporary material nature. The mind has to be fixed at the eternal lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo, Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.18. One has to fix the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then everything will be very nice. Thus the seriousness of Bhakti Yoga is stressed in this verse. So, this is verse Srimad Bhagavatam 327.5. Now, Ramuna Priya, or someone, can you hear the Hindi? No response so far. I don't know what to say. I think you can't. Can someone tell me, can you hear the Hindi? You can't hear Kasturi Manjari at all. All right. That means she has to turn up her volume. Can you turn your volume right up, Kasturi Manjari? Right up, 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 up. And now say something and let's see if the devotees can hear you. You can't hear her at all. But you can hear me too loud, right? This is the problem. This is the problem. I need to turn down. Aha. Test your microphone. So, can you hear me okay? Can you, now, am I at the same volume as her? Or am I at a lesser volume? See, we shouldn't be doing this experimentation while giving the class. We should have done it separately. Am I at the same volume? Please tell me now. So, anyway, we'll experiment later. I'm going to just carry on. All right. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tiyunamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Jatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchkalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Am I at a lesser volume now? Am I at a lesser volume now? Oh, Krishna. It's working. But the detail. My volume is the same as hers, she's translating. So it gets all mixed up, the same. Now, all right, so devotees. Here Lord Kapila is speaking, continuing his discussion of devotional Sankhya Yoga. All right, Sankhya Yoga in the context of devotional service. Well, you could put it like that, but really, you don't even need to put it like that, Because Sankhya, real Sankhya yoga means in the context of devotional service. If it is not in the context of devotional service, then it's not real Sankhya yoga. It's some atheistic version of Sankhya yoga, which is not really Sankhya yoga. It's a concoction. It would be an atheistic concoction. So, therefore, this description in this verse, it's very, very nice description that, first of all, that we're all conditioned souls. Are we ever conditioned souls? Don't tell me about it. Well, anyway, you can tell me about it. But we are really conditioned souls, particularly me. And we have our polluted consciousness, which is now, as Lord Kapila says, now attached to material enjoyment. But to actually practice Sankhya yoga, to practice the process which Lord Kapila Dev is talking about, then we have to engage these aspects of our being, our polluted consciousness, you know, with all its tendencies to become attached in this way and that. We have to engage the polluted consciousness in very serious devotional service with detachment. And if we do that, if we're able to do that, then our mind and consciousness will come under full control and will be able to do things properly. Or you could say, well, yeah, you could put it like that. Or you could say that we will be able to avoid being entangled on the material platform. That's the problem, as Lord Kapila says. The problem is that we are so much prone to material existence and becoming involved in it and accepting it as if it were our natural position in life, which it is definitely not. Yeah, so this is the necessity. The necessity is to engage fully in devotional service, with all the senses engaged, with the mind fully engaged, thinking of Krishna, thinking of Krishna's teachings, thinking of Krishna's service, like this. If we are able to engage like this, then as Lord Kapila says, then our mind and consciousness will be under full control. They will not just sort of run away to other places, which is their tendency, but will be able to keep focused in Krishna consciousness. So, it's scientific, actually. This Sankhya yoga, in this sense, is scientific. Scientific in the sense that we have the philosophy which tells us do this and don't do that, you could say in very simple terms. We have the philosophy. And scientific process means that you take those basic ideas. If we refer to the philosophy as different concepts and ideas, which, you know, it's possible to refer to them like that, then if you refer to them like that, then as a scientific process, Krishna consciousness means that you take those ideas and concepts and you put them into effect. You try to carry them out. Like, you know, a very simple example. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna's first teaching to Arjuna is that we are not these bodies. So the practical application of that idea, concept, that philosophical point, you know, if we just look at it like that, but in scientific terms, the practical application of it is to then engage in devotional service and remain detached from material attractions. That is the scientific application of the idea that we are not these bodies, we're eternal spirit souls, the eternal servants of Krishna. So then, in science, of course, you have the idea of the theory, and then you have the experiment, the practical application of the theory, and then you get the result. So in Krishna consciousness, what this means is that if we perform the activities, if we carry out those philosophical ideas, apply them nicely, engage nicely in devotional service, keeping the mind focused, keeping the senses engaged, and avoid getting caught up with material things, then the result in scientific terms will be that we'll become very happy in devotional service, and we will not feel attracted to those material things. We'll actually become free from them. And in this way, we'll be able to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness without becoming distracted. This is one of the problems for people who are trying to carry out some sort of spiritual process. People are trying to carry out some sort of spiritual process. The problem is, main problem, they become distracted by material things. I've personally had that experience before I became involved in Prabhupada's ISKCON. It was maybe 1971 or 1972, I had an interest in spiritual things and yoga and meditation. I had an interest. And there was this group called Transcendental Meditation, and they were active all around the world. At least before I became aware, really aware of Krishna consciousness. So I decided, being attracted to these things, I decided to get involved in that. So I went to their center in Auckland, New Zealand, and I met the fellow, the teacher, preacher, whoever he was, and I told him, yeah, I want to get into this meditation. And he said, okay, fine. We will give you a mantra and we'll give you initiation. This was on the spot. I had just walked in about maybe 15 minutes before or less, even maybe 5 minutes before. So he gave me a mantra, and then he asked for a donation, and I gave him 10 New Zealand dollars, which, yeah, you know, in by New Zealand standards, it's not a lot. And he said, oh, people normally give $30. And I said, that's all I've got. So he let me go with my mantra. Okay, but now my point is about becoming distracted, how I became distracted. So he told me, if I remember correctly, to do it twice a day for like 20 minutes. It was something like that, once or twice, but I think it may have been twice. Okay, so I started doing that. But as I was doing it, my mind, oh my gosh, my mind, I was trying to chant the mantra silently in my mind, but my mind was going, you know, into all sorts of things like surfing. At the time, I was an over-enthusiastic surfer, and pop music and rock, you know, the music of the youth of those days. So I found it very difficult to focus. And I remember particularly one day, we were at a sort of a party, or it was a party actually, in one city in New Zealand called Hamilton. And I decided I wanted to do my meditation. So I went into another room, and they were playing their music, whatever it was, you know, all the latest stuff, which of course I was very fond of. And I was trying to do my meditation, and I just couldn't do the meditation. My mind just kept going off and sort of like following on with the music. So this is the problem in material life. And this is the problem if the process you're trying to follow does not have sufficient potency. Now, of course, you know, even if I had chanted Hare Krishna, maybe I wouldn't have been able to focus. We also have to be careful of our situation and that we're not in an adverse, detrimental situation where there are influences which are just, you know, there's a good chance they're going to affect my concentration. That's a point. But at that time, I didn't know that. But I can say that not so much nowadays, but in general, we as Hare Krishna devotees, we go out in the streets regularly singing, chanting Hare Krishna. I'm sure so many of you have seen us, probably some of you have joined us even. So we do like that. Even say on a Saturday morning. Like here, I know in Johannesburg, South Africa, on Saturday mornings, some of our devotees go out. You know, maybe 10, maybe 20, and maybe more sometimes. They go out right into the center of the city where it's busy on a Saturday morning. And they have kirtan. They sing, they chant Hare Krishna, moving around up and down in the streets. And it's the Saturday morning. It's the main shopping time. There are many people. There's a lot of noise, cars going up and down, and the people, and just everything is happening. But the devotees, they're chanting in kirtan, in sankirtan. And the devotees, generally, they become completely absorbed. And even though they're in the middle of the whole central city situation that they're not entangled in it. Rather, they're absorbed in hearing the sound vibration, in chanting the sound vibration, in being there with the devotees, and their consciousness becomes completely caught up in that. And whatever's going on around them, the people in the streets, the clothes in the shops, and you know the different things in the shops, and the vehicles and the noise. When the devotees get into it, which generally they do, when they're out chanting in the streets together, then they become completely free from that. They become completely free from that. And actually they become effectively situated in the spiritual world through the chanting. So this is very wonderful. Wonderful experience that the devotees have. Even, you know, sometimes, not so much now, of course, because of the virus and all that unfortunate situation. But otherwise, when sometimes devotees have to go into town to do some shopping, maybe, or into some shopping mall, or some sort of situation like that. And there's not a group, they can't sing, you know, where the sound vibration is loud and it may more easily capture one's attention. But they chant quietly to themselves on their beads. And in many cases when they do that, in similar situations to what I mentioned, central city in the middle of a busy shopping mall, you know, these types of situations, the devotees become absorbed in the spiritual sound vibration, and therefore they're not caught up in what's going on in the shopping mall, in the windows of the shops, etc., the music. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, in order to make this point very clearly, Srila Prabhupada gives an example. It's actually from the last verse in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Let me just read the last verse from the fifth chapter. Just bear with me a couple of seconds. Here we are. This is Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, verse 29. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. Alright, that's very wonderful and very important verse from Bhagavad Gita, and this is the translation. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material existence. So this is a very famous verse, and our point was we mentioned that in the purport here of this particular verse that we're focusing on from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada refers to that. He refers to that. That, in other words, in order to become completely engaged in devotional service, senses completely engaged in doing things which are Krishna conscious, mind being completely engaged in thinking of Krishna and of how to serve him, how to do one's service like this, then then one should learn to remember Krishna as that verse from Bhagavad Gita chapter 5 verse 29 is saying, not just in some abstract way, but we should try to remember Krishna and appreciate Krishna and understand Krishna in the ways that he himself has recommended in that verse which we just read now from Bhagavad Gita 5:29. So, Srila Prabhupada says, this is in the first paragraph of the purport, but the conditioned soul cannot understand what, that we shouldn't be caught up in material life, basically. But the conditioned soul cannot understand that we shouldn't be caught up in material life, because he is bewildered by the spell of material nature. It is therefore recommended in this verse that one engage very seriously in the devotional service of the Lord. This means, now here we go, this means, what does this idea of being very seriously engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, what does it mean? Prabhupada says, this means that one should think that Krishna is the proprietor, the benefactor, the friend, and the enjoyer. Not us. We should definitely not think that we are the enjoyers in this material world. Rather, we should understand Krishna is the enjoyer, or should be, and therefore we should do activities which give enjoyment to him. Yes. So Prabhupada continues, this means that one should not think that he is the proprietor, benefactor, friend, or enjoyer. He should always be cognizant that the real enjoyer is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the basic principle of Bhakti Yoga. And Prabhupada continues, one must be firmly convinced of these three principles, that Krishna is the enjoyer, he is the controller, and he is the real friend of everyone in this world. And nobody else can be the real enjoyer, that's for sure. No one else can be the real enjoyer. No one else can be the supreme controller, particularly amongst the human beings. You know, maybe someone like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, some demigods, they can be big controllers, but still not on the level of Krishna. And that nobody can actually be the real benefactor. No one can really help anyone else, particularly on the material level by material means. No one can do that. You give people money, materialistic people, you give them money, they'll just spend it on making their situation in this world worse. Yes, that's all. They'll engage it in some meat eating, some intoxication, some illicit sex, somehow to improve their material situation so they can engage in more sinful activity in this world if you give them money. So therefore, you may think you're helping them, but you're not. Someone's hungry, you give them food. That's something. But then in a few hours, they're hungry again. You didn't make a real solution to their problem of hunger. So all these things are here like this. We must be firmly convinced, Prabhupada says, of these three principles. and in this way engage in serious devotional service, and gradually the propensity for being materially attached will reduce, it will subside, and one will become fully Krishna conscious and very blissful in Krishna consciousness without distraction. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.